imagine 1,800 pounds against 160 pounds. So that's about what it feels like.
24-year-old Weston Wright is getting ready for his first ride of the night. He's rosining the rope that he'll wrap around the chest of a rodeo bull by the name of Nubs.
Gives you a little extra grip. I've got Nubs for two draws, first and second turnout. So I'll be on him twice tonight. My dad got me into it. He was a bull rider. Grandfather was a bull rider. Just kind of in the family.
Wright is a lanky cowboy with a tattoo over his left eye that reads established 1989. He says he had to change the way he rides bulls due to a series of injuries.
Yeah, I can't ride left-handed anymore. So I have to train myself to ride right-handed.
Nubs is in the chute as Wright takes his position on the bull's back. Several other cowboys help him as he adjusts his grip and the rope is tightened. Two rodeo clowns, also known as bullfighters, are in the ring at the ready. The gate opens.
It hurt.
Wright didn't get his 8 seconds, but he says staying on a bull that wants you off his back can be a guessing game.
You never have them figured out. They'll pretend to go left, you set up to go left with them, and they'll blow to the right. The whole key is just stay center, stay with them, stay on top of their shoulders.
Under the lights, you can see dust in the air from I-10. The dirt parking lot is full of pickup trucks, and cowboys stand near the pens, sharing stories about their last ride.
Came back onto Murray on top of his neck.
There are young and old in the grandstand, mostly friends and family, there to support the riders. Over the past 4 or 5 years, young bull riders have gathered here at Western Heritage Arena to practice.
If you get bucked off and you know you had them, just take what you did right there and move it on to your next bull and keep on trying and trying.
That's 11-year-old Sawyer Sibley. He says it's the kinship with fellow riders that he appreciates most.
You know, I have my friend right here. He keeps it going with me. He always has me going on stuff. I got booked off. He'll keep me going, so he's like family to me.
Tonight, Sawyer will ride a steer named Hot Chocolate. He says he does get scared, but turns that feeling to his favor.
Use that fear against you. Use that fear for power. Because if that bull's making you scared, use that fear and use it against him.
It's cool to see a lot of young, talented young kids coming out here, getting off the streets and trying to succeed at something that they feel is a good sport in their eyes. And I just kind of tell the story how it is.
He does tell the story. John Schmidt is the master of ceremonies and ring announcer. For 15 years, he was a rodeo bull rider and also rode bareback.
You know, I don't rodeo anymore, and I help mama with the cattle, being able to feed, and as you can see, everybody else out here does all the work.
Mama is Aaliyah Jones, owner of Lightning Bulls and provider of all the rodeo stock at the arena on Friday nights. With names like Cowtown, 21 Guns, and Desert Storm, they range in size and rank.
Let them try to the best of their ability. You can't walk before you crawl, so there's all calibers of bulls so they can learn from.
From peewee bulls on up to jackpot bulls, it's $20 a ride. $50 will put your name in the jackpot. A rider can win as much as $500 from collected entry fees if they're able to stay on for 8 seconds. And both rider and bull are judged to be the best. The riders come from places like Queen Creek, Sonoyta, Wilcox, and Benson to learn from each other and practice on these bulls. 24-year-old Clint Holcomb is one local rider who's won a couple of jackpots in this arena and is proving himself on the rodeo circuit.
I rode Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo Association last year. I won the bull riding championship in that. And then this year, I'm doing Grand Canyon Pro Rodeo again, and I'm also doing PRCA.
Holcomb works for the Pima County Fairgrounds during the week and rodeos on weekends.
Hopefully at some point, it'll just be rodeo.
He says the key to getting better is not giving up and not giving in.
You just gotta keep going at it, keep practicing, and not quit when you get hurt.
And like most rodeo cowboys, he's been hurt a time or two, but he keeps coming back, trying to get better.
Broke my neck, broke my arm, detached ligaments in my ankle and my wrist, tore my MCL a couple times. you're either gonna love it or hate it, and if you love it, you want to keep doing it. It's one of those things that even if it hurts, you're gonna want to keep doing it.
Tonight, Holcomb will ride a little blue bull named Widget. John Schmidt says Widget has the biggest heart of all the bulls in the bunch. The gate opens. Clint Holcomb had a good ride, about 6 seconds. Not enough to earn a score.
They didn't quite make the eight, so yeah. Close is good, but not quite a paycheck.
He knows exactly what happened during that 6 second ride.
He got my hips shifted out real bad when he turned back, and I had to fight real hard to get him back in the center, but I overdid it a little bit and put him to the inside too much, and that's what did me in. I'm good to go again.
That reflection on his last ride is what these Friday night bull riding sessions are all about. Learning, getting better, and going again. What's your name?
Dustin Gonzalez. I am 18. Been riding since I was 13, so I don't plan on stopping now.
Which bull were you on?
21 Guns. He's a very fast bull.
How'd you do?
I got stepped on and hooked a little bit, but comes with the game. We all have our good days and bad days.
What's the key to being a good bull rider, you think?
Just have a lot of try and heart with it. Try is the key, and having heart comes with try. I just love it because there ain't nothing better than sitting down on the back of a bull and giving it all you got out there, knowing that you can either die tonight or you can ride again.
You know how to ride. Get it done now, son.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Mitchell Riley.
Move. Get it, move. Get it, move. Get it. Yeah. There you go. Good job, John. Move.